Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're blessed to stay alive. In Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly suggest we're the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 631, Healings from Torah Part 2. Blessed is our Creator, Baruch Hashem, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. This is an impromptu presentation dedicated to promoting the healing of souls, bodies, and those who slumber while living upon this blessed earth. From the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 19, I create speech of the lips, peace, peace to the far and to the near, says the Creator, and I will heal him. Meanwhile, may the eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. This presentation was broadcast in an impromptu manner on November 6, 2016. The tags for tonight's program are, in this most existential of moments, Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Prophecies from Ancient History and Importance Today, Isaiah the Prophet, Prophet of Redemption, Lubavitcher Rebbe, Royal House of Kings David and Solomon, Resurrection of the Dead Physically and Spiritually. But in order to go on with further with the presentation of tonight's humble effort, we'll have to turn down the music. You've been listening to the a cappella version of Kabatska Capella by the blessed singer Barry Weber, where the only instrumentation you heard was the blessed agency of his voice from all those different sounds. And of course, tonight's program is dedicated to the elevation of the soul of my dear father, Reb Shlomo Yaakov, Oliver Shalom, Ben Chuna David, who passed on April 17th, 2016, the 9th of Nisan, just 6 days before the commemoration of the 3,228th year of our going out of Egypt. Blessed souls, we are extracting inspirations from a Hasidic discourse that was delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe now over 28 years ago, commemorating the ascension to the next level of life of the fourth Chabad Rebbe, Lubavitcher Rebbe, Reb Shmuel of Lubavitch. And the point where we wound down from our last presentation was breaking down, as Chassidus will, to elucidate and reveal what was not previously revealed in the more revealed planes of Torah, dimensions that need to be further meditated upon. Here in the verse where it said, peace to the far and to the near, one of the classic commentators in the planes of the revealed dimensions of Torah, Rav David Chimchi, wrote when he talked about that there should be peace for those who are far and those who are close. Those who are far from Jerusalem shall have peace, and those who are close to it shall have peace. Our sages interpreted this whole idea of peace, peace to the close and near. One level of peace that is going to manifest eventually and upon the creation are those who are masters of return, those who were very distant from the Creator by virtue of their wrong thoughts, actions, and speech. And as well, there will be peace for those who are doing what is right, otherwise known as tzaddikim. The content of the explanation of Rav David Chimki is that this verse was referring to in the time during the first temple, meaning the times of King Solomon and the kings of Israel that followed him. At that time, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, was the capital city of Israel. And there was also, at that time, those who were very distant physically from the capital city of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, and there were those who were close to the capital city of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. And upon this, the verse continued, prophetic verse in Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 19, that there will be healing for those who are far and those who are close. What's interesting, blessed souls, in the order of the prophetic teaching of Isaiah, who was instructed by the Creator, a prophet is nothing more than a loudspeaker of the Creator, was that those who were distant, whether from Yerushalayim or from being close from the Creator, were giving preference to being mentioned first in this prophecy in Isaiah in chapter 57, 19. You have to see it for yourself. Again, go to chapter 57, verse 19. What a grand thing it is, blessed souls, as the Gemara mentions, and other places. Rambam talks about himself in the Laws of Return, Hilchos Tshuva, that when those who are distant become close, and yet those who are already close to Tzaddikim, in both of them there can be produced the idea of healing. You might say someone who is already well configured to the divine plan of Creator, what healing do they need? And yet, they also are in need of healing. And yet, in the order, the sequence of healing, those who are far away are healed before those who are already standing firm in their righteousness. But Rebbe went on to say, when delivering this discourse, these two explanations, whether you want to understand it according to the Radak, that we're talking about those who are far away or close to Jerusalem, or as our sages taught, this is referring to the masters of return, those who were far away and became close, and those who are already close, both were produced or experienced by them, or will be experienced by the Balei Tshuva and Tzaddikim, a healing in the future. Both are an expression of two ways of learning Torah, the Torah of truth and the path of truth. That is to say that both approaches are truthful ones, that of the Radak and those of our sages. But the fact that it was brought down in the Sechidic discourse, originally delivered by the 6th Lubavitcher Rebbe on this verse, the creator of the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to the distant and the close, said Hashem and I will heal him, the fact that the Radak was brought first, and then afterwards was brought the explanation of the Gemara, proves that pertaining to the concepts, the essence of what we want to discuss, the Rebbe mentioned, is to focus on this whole idea of what comes first is a type of essential explanation that even prefaces the explanation of the Radak, which is again the idea of those who are far and close to Jerusalem, and then afterwards, to emphasize the explanation of the Gemara, where it talks about the Baal Tshuva, the masters of return, those who were far away because of their wrongful actions, then came back, and then the righteous. The Rebbe went on to cross-reference back to the Hasidic teaching that his father-in-law delivered on this verse in chapter 57, verse 19. Another prophetical teaching from the book of Isaiah, this time in chapter 43, verse 7, which reads as follows. Everyone that is called by my name, in whom I created for my glory, I formed him, yes, or yea, I made him. From the revealed plains of Torah, blessed souls, it's very clear, as Rashi points out, where it says, everyone that is called by my name and whom I created for my glory, all the righteous who are called by my name and everyone who was made for my glory, I formed him, yea, I made him. I fixed him with all that is necessary for him. I prepared everything. That is to say that although they experience exile and trouble, the righteous, I prepared for them all the necessities of their redemption. And there's a further elucidation, blessed souls, on what this is referring to. That how good and pleasant it shall be for a person, a man or woman, meditating upon the formation of human being, how the organs of his or her body were formed and arranged with wisdom, and how all of a person's necessity are prepared for him or her daily. For this brings him or her to recognize his or her Creator, thank him, and to praise him. Alternatively, this verse refers to the entire creation. For in the beginning, the Creator created the heavens and the earth. I created it for my glory, which implies I brought creation into being from nothing. I formed it, Creator declares. I made it into shapes and its powers. I made it, i.e. I made it in full detail. And the latter interpretation coincides with the final passage in the sixth chapter of the Pirkei Avot, the Ethics of the Fathers. All that the Holy One created, be he created in his world, he created only for his glory, as it is said, everything that was called on my name that I created for my glory, I formed it and yea, I made it. I created, from the oral Torah tradition, from nothing, although human beings were created from dust, and since a human being was not originally formed from flesh, the substance of which he or she is composed, it is regarded that he was created or she was created from nothing. Where it mentioned in the verse, I formed him, meaning his limbs and organs. Where it mentions made, meaning food and necessities were already created for the human family experience. I just want to add the verse that follows, blessed souls, to bring out a blind people who have eyes and deaf ones who have ears, in verse 9, chapter 43, where all the nations gathered together and kingdoms assembled, who of them would tell this or let us know of the first events? Let them present their witnesses, and let them be deemed just, and let them hear and say true. The whole idea, blessed souls, of the Creator mentioning everything was created in his name and for his glory, and he created and formed it, and he even made it, or he said, I made it. This is referring to three worlds. The worlds of thought, speech, and action. Yes, all of our speech constitutes a world. All of our thoughts constitute a world. All of our actions, more evidenced by our human experiences, are what make our world. But this verse, this prophecy, that everything that's called up my name for my glory, and I created it, and I formed it, and even I made it, is also referring to the chaining down of all of the order of creation to a whole series of complex cause and effect manifestations. And by the way, there's two, the soul, the human soul, the blessed human soul, that the human soul descended from its pristine realm and it descended into every level of the creation, into the realm of thought, into the realm of speech and into the realm of action, to the point where we understand that we are human beings by virtue of the awareness given us by Creator on a level of consciousness that only we human beings can transmit one to the other. Testifying to that is a blessing that we of Israel make every day. The soul that you gave to me, it is pure. You created it, you formed it, and you blew it into me. Now, this should not be such a revelation, blessed souls. If you go back to the book of Genesis, we see that Anishmas Chayim, a Nefesh Chaya, was blown into the nostrils of original human being who was hewn out of the earth, out of the dust, out of the dirt, out of the clay, whatever you want to call us. And the intention, the total attention, intention, is with the descension of the soul, is that there should be a revelation of godliness within the human soul until the point where the person can actualize his or her human potential, and the spirit that was given unto man shall be returned back to the one who gave it. And to learn more about that, you can go to Koheles or Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12. Being that the soul's primary mission here on this earth is to be enclosed in the body, that is to say, while the soul is enclosed in the body, it's also according to the way it originally was in its original root and source, meaning from the Creator who gave it. And in two ways, this can find expression in the blessed human life experience. By serving Creator and fellowshipping with other human beings, the three pillars upon which have a very positive influence upon this creation. The first pillar being the learning of Torah. The second pillar, the act of prayer, service of the heart. The third pillar, which brings great benefit to the world, are acts of kindness, which every commandment that we fulfill or every negative that we abstain from to keep us from transgressing the will of the Creator is an act of kindness towards the creation and ourselves and our families and our communities, the nations upon wherever we dwell, upon the face of this blessed earth. And with this in itself, the body of this type of approach involves a type of service which we are given heavenly assistance from above to down below where we are, and we make our efforts from below, and then we try to reach above ourselves. The second approach, and essentially, is the act, the avodas hatshuvah, the act of return. Again, this whole idea of the returning of the spirit to the Creator, the one who gave it. For those who are masters of return are able to elicit, draw down from the Creator with a greater strength because they have a greater yearning to reconnect. Of course, there's no breaking of the connection from Creator to us, but somehow we may have broken our connection as we can perceive it or even feel it, those of us are sensitive enough, and therefore we wish to retie the bonds of connection with our blessed Creator. And this can even transcend the normal order and step-by-step process of human development for a short time or for a long time. Therefore, our sages of Israel have identified that so potent is the act of returning to Creator, it can happen in one moment, in one instant. And this is a teaching which is emanating out of Sefer Zohar, the Book of Shining, the Book of Light, the Holy Zohar. There's so much more to be said, blessed souls, but again, for a lot of this material, I'm quite certain, when you hear this archive version, it will be quite new to you. So I would humbly suggest that you review it, talk it over, share it with others, and I'll certainly be willing to handle any questions, comments, and concerns you may have. But you'll first have to listen to this archive version. So with that being said, we're going to sign off now, blessed souls, with some wonderful music, a song that hopefully will inspire inspires me to want to get closer to the Creator. Hopefully it will inspire you to want to come closer to the Creator and to fellowship more with the human family experience and forget about the, the nonsense of all the political mishigas, the craziness that's afflicting, unfortunately, not just America but around the world, where the excitement of the emotions is precluding the cognitive activization of true humanhood, unfortunately, not just here in America, but all around the world. And people are acting too much on the gut and forgetting that we were given unique cognitive abilities, which can be accessed through the process of Hisbonenus, meditation, inner understanding, analytical study of eternal teachings. And even for those who are not into eternal teachings, they can still try to make it a better world by meditating on the natural phenomena of this creation to understand how grateful we should be for being in this creation, regardless of their philosophical or theological outlooks. But again, here's a song to help us get ready to try to go in the process of being all becoming Baal Tshuva, all masters of return, because at one level or another, all of us have broken our connection. The Creator never broke his connection with us, but somehow all of us at one point or another in our lives have broken the connection, hopefully just on a short-term basis, not on a long-term basis. But here's a song to remind us that he very soon, hopefully even before the American political elections manifest this coming Tuesday, that the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Lion of Judah, will finally be here to roar out Torah Chadashah Mititetze, to roar out prophetic instructions from the Creator, the Mashiach, the King, the Teacher, actualized human being, will be able to lead all nations as well as the nation of Israel to a time of peace, a time of meditation, in the form of going deeper and deeper into secrets of Torah that never been revealed, to ensure that not only will the allegorical lion lay down with the lamb, but those nations who are the allegorical lions will lay down with those nations who are the allegorical lambs. And we see the speed in our days in the way of Ahava Chad, one love, Gorla Chad, one destiny, L'kolano for all of us, B'darchinom Darkishom, in a pleasant, peaceful way, L'hamshik B'ezashim Yisparech, to be connected with the blessings of the Most High. And just remember, blessed souls, you've got to be good, I've got to be good, we've all got to be good, because it's in our DNA to be good, because the Teva Tov L'Heitiv, it's the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of all goodness, put us here. Let's try to activate that which is already within ourselves. Giloy Helam, a revelation of that which is concealed, made become revealed in all of us. Take care, everyone. All credits to Rev. Ari Goldwag, who allows me to play this music. Take care.
She rushed to the kitchen and got on the phone. Right.